Stay tuned for Realms of Peril and Glory after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Noah Andrews, Michael Kubiak, and Zoe McCaden, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and help us continue making great actual play content like Cyborg, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic, where you can support us and get some really cool perks in return. We'll see you over there.
Hello and welcome back to Realms of Peril and Glory. My name is Pip Gladwin and this is our Cyborg actual play. Cyborg is a dark cyberpunk RPG from Stockholm Cartel, written by Christian Salin and published by Free League. Now, I tried to think of a humorous intro to this episode, but then I remembered that I'm working with a group of wonderful improvisers, so why not give them the chance to shine as each of them improvises a hilarious intro for themselves and their character, starting with, of course, James Barbarossa.
Hi, my name is James Barbarossa, a Super Nintendo Entertainment System that's been hacked to hate you, and I'll be playing Edge Impulse, the renegade cyber slasher and part-time failed vigilante. And all of our pronouns are he, him, by which I mean me.
James Barbarossa there with some improvisational material that sounded thoroughly pre-written.
Oh, yeah.
next up is, of course, Sharmini Bundell.
Hello, my name is Sharmini. I use she, her pronouns. I'm playing Pyrex, who also uses she, her pronouns. And they have a little drone. She has a little drone. Bags is great. We love bags. I would improvise something funny, but I take my improvisation very, very seriously. So I can't do that for you, Pip. I'm very sorry.
You said you weren't going to do it, but then you did, and it was funny. See, it's great. This is why you come. We come for
We're
this. next up, we have Zachary Fortescom.
Hello, I'm Zachary Fortescom, also an AI voice emulator that can only do offensive voices.
Oh, is that why you sound like that?
Could you do one of those voices for us?
Thank you for asking. Absolutely not. Okay. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm playing Kay Hira, a shunned nanomancer with a translucent skull and a glowing brain. It's a really gross time all round.
And last but not least, Maddie Searle.
Hello, I am Maddie. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Blythe, pronouns he, him, who is a discharged corp killer with a sad puppy dog look on his face. And I am clutching a hot water bottle to my knees. That's just true facts. That's not a bit.
it's so cold right now while we're recording this, by the way. It is so cold.
It is pretty cold, to be fair. So, last time we played, our little crew of Kay, Blythe, Pyrex, and Edge continued their daring and decidedly violent escape from the VR club headhole, and through, as the aforementioned, violence, quick thinking, and some vandalism, I guess, they were able to escape, hopping into the Edgemobile and streaking away before the SecCorp forces had arrived on the scene. So, seemingly in the clear for now, we will return to our crew, I think, on the move in our penultimate episode of Cyborg. We all ready to go?
Yeah!
Let's do this.
Hi, citizens. This is your host, Riz Reeve, speaking nothing but the truth on frequency 479, the mouthpiece. Well, what a day it's been, folks. The net is buzzing with chatter about that SecCorp raid in the ports. Rumor has it some corpo bigwig got themselves zeroed. Good riddance, I say. But now their lackeys will be on the hunt, and I wouldn't want to be the prey.
We will rejoin you guys as the Edrabil is driving through the streets of Psy, not really going anywhere, just trying to stay as under the radar as a yellow taxi with the words Edgemobile written on the side of it can be. And that is where, with Blythe in the passenger side, in the front, Edge driving, and Pyrex and Kay in the back with bags, that's where we will rejoin you guys.
Arax is just gazing out of the window, quite contentedly.
What are we doing? Where are we going?
I think maybe we should share intel about what exactly happened back there.
Yeah, I think that would be the right thing to do at this juncture, Edge. What the fuck happened up there?
Someone tried to shoot Bags.
Okay.
But Blythe, I think you killed them.
That is good.
And I think Bags approves of this course of action.
Starting at the lowest priority, it sounds like.
I think that was the most important thing that happened. They tried to shoot Bags.
Yeah.
Kay, you think that was the most important thing that happened?
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you tell everybody the least important news, i.e. what happened to us? Now that we've covered top billing, Bags is fine, and the guy who shot them is dead. Why don't you hit us with page 3 of whatever the fuck went out on? How about that?
Yeah,
because I seem to remember being told that if I pulled that cable out, everything would be fine.
Look, I did my best, all right?
Yeah?
Like, okay, look, fine. No, you want me to tell them? I'll fucking tell them.
Then tell them.
I will. Right, so, Corpo got zeroed, thing in their brain, boom, and gone. That Corpo was the CEO of AST.
Why did the thing in their brain go boom?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they were attached to a cable, and the cable was connected to a scrambler, which was presumably hiding their location. They were unconscious, tied to a chair. I was assured that if I removed that cable...
Did you turn off the scrambler and then kill them and then...
I didn't kill them. I pulled the cable out of her head. Clearly there was a remote activated explosive inside of her brain, and now that her location had been detected, she was almost immediately terminated. There was a moment where she wanted to know where she was and what was happening before there was a pop, down she went.
Bags does not think that that was that smart.
Well, you were free to come and help me pick up the whole machine and all of the wires and try and get her out in the Edgemobile, but apart from unplugging her, I didn't see any other option.
Who would have put something in her brain to do that in the first place?
Who kidnapped her?
Well,
the Dead 55s? They kidnapped a corporate CEO?
Maybe.
If I was Endless Seas and my CEO was wandering around somewhere, I'd want to be able to, like, make sure they didn't say anything.
So it's an inside job. Then why send all the corpos after us?
Well, why send us after her?
Yeah.
That's the real question.
Who is paying for us to get her?
Only Chun knows that.
If Chun knew that she was gonna blow up as soon as we tried to get her out, then what was the point?
I think we gotta go to Chun.
Bags doesn't think Chun knows that much about anything.
Well, we're gonna find out what he does now. And, see if we can go anywhere from there. Otherwise, this whole thing's been an absolute shit show, but I'm pretty sure everybody who witnessed it is dead.
Yeah?
I'm fairly sure everybody who witnessed it is dead, and all the data tapes were wiped, right?
Well, I exploded some flashbangs on the server. That's kind of about it.
Okay, well, let's go see Tune, but we probably shouldn't take too long because Bags and I have to go talk to a microwave about some stuff.
Well, so. God, yeah, I mean, top priority, right? Let's not lose sight of what's really important, you talking to your fucking microwave.
Hey, no need for that.
Hey, unless you haven't been paying attention, it's been a really shit day.
Yeah, no need to make it worse, asshole.
All right, let's go take out our frustrations on Tune. How about that?
That sounds like a really, really fucking good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now with a destination in mind, Edge, you U-turn the Edgemobile just in the middle of a motorway is kind of how I'm imagining this.
Flip an illegal UE, yeah.
And make your way as fast as you can back towards Big Moss and the Accursed Den, the bar that you know Demo Tune hangs out at and works out of. As you are all driving there now with sort of new purpose and the sort of all the neon lights and bizarre metallic sights and sounds of this city are streaking past you in the car, could I get a presence check from everybody, please?
15.
Also 15.
5.
My luck's run out. 7.
Edge, you're driving, so that's fine. You know, it's probably good that you're not being distracted by things.
Probably for the best.
Pyrex, you're, you know...
I'm glaring at the back of Edge's head, just like, yeah. Mostly neutrally, but just with a glint. Something yep. Terrifying.
Yep.
One day.
Kay, Blythe, as you guys come off one of these sort of enormous motorways and start to move down into the slums of Big Moss, out of the traffic and sort of into the areas where you're not only avoiding other cars that are driving, but other cars that are just husks by the side of the road, some of which are on fire. You both happen to, just both of you being on the sort of left-hand side of the car looking out of the window, you both happen to look out to your left, and through the window of a really grimy-looking diner, you see 5 or 6 customers just kind of heads down eating bowls of nondescript processed food. But above the counter is a screen that is displaying some kind of news broadcast. You cannot hear the news broadcast. What you see is the image of a sort of pre-designed kind of likely CGI'd news anchor speaking, you know, relatively accurate mouth flaps, but not good enough for you to be able to properly lip read exactly what this person is saying. And then from there, it cuts to some very dark and a little grainy video footage. And it's only a few seconds long. But what it shows is, from the point of view of someone sitting down in a chair, it is Kay and Edge's faces.
Oh, no!
Motherfucker!
Oh, why did I not even think of that? Shitballs!
I think I'm just gonna like lean around the headrest of my seat and look straight at Kay and be like,
You only see it for a hot second as the car goes past. It's not great footage, but, and maybe Kay, you're telling yourself, I know that's us because I was there. Like, and I know what me and Edge look like, but it is from Mahikavala's eyes. And the recording, after a few seconds, you see it move a little bit as she speaks, and then it cuts out. Just goes blurry as the device in her head goes off.
Fuck's sake!
Edge, we have a problem.
What now?
They have footage from her fucking eyes. It's all over the news.
Shit.
Well, at least Pyrex and I aren't exposed, I guess.
Yeah.
So if we need to do any front-facing stuff, we can pick up the slack.
That's true. Is it good quality footage? Are we easily recognizable?
Pretty grainy, but I don't know.
That could be anyone, right?
Oh yeah, could be anyone covered in cyber tech and with a translucent fucking skull.
And a cyan mohawk.
I was about to say, it's that other guy with the handlebar moustache, the cyan mohawk, and the little friend with the glowing skull.
Okay, that's a fair point. Shit. And this is on the news?
Yeah.
Okay, well, probably best we lay relatively low until the heat blows off, right?
Maybe we should get out of the vehicle that just says your fucking name on it.
Well, they don't know my name.
They don't know your name?
Are you carrying on to the Accursed Den, or have you, like, stopped to think about this?
Yeah, I'm carrying on to the Accursed Den.
You turn the corner to the street that leads down to it, and you see another car, engine running, two figures, one in the driver's seat, one in the passenger seat in the back. And you sort of stop as you turn this corner, and out the front of the Accursed Den and into the car, you see Demo running. And as he runs and is jumping in the passenger side seat at the front of the car, he turns to his right and fully locks eyes with you, Edge. Sees the yellow taxi.
Car chase.
Jumps in the car, and the car revs and starts to move.
I'm gonna just drive into him.
Nice. Give me, before we get into this, give me an agility roll for getting your foot on the pedal and getting off faster than these guys.
Oh, 13.
13, success. Edge, you just pedal to the metal. Yep,
speed up.
Flatten your foot against and just slam into the back of Demo's car, which lurches forward. The engine was running already. It lurches forward. You've damaged the back of it, but they begin to drive now. But you have smashed into the back of it and done some damage to it. I'm gonna roll you guys' initiative.
Sick.
We're in a car chase.
Yeah, the car chase!
Hell yeah, we are.
Nothing better than a cyberpunk car chase.
James, before we jump into our turn order, could you please roll me some damage, please? Roll me 2d6 for that little car slam you just did.
Tasty.
4.
I have negated all but one of that, and I think that's when you realize, as you slam the Edgemobile into the back of this car's armored, not heavily but enough to deflect some damage from a taxi.
Neat.
Do we take damage from being in a car crash?
I mean in real life, yes. So yes, kids, in real life, car accidents don't work like attacks in tabletop role-playing games. If you attack a car with another car, your car will also be damaged. Please keep this in mind.
I feel like Edge would have decked out the Edgemobile's front, so it's at least a little bit reinforced against this kind of shit.
Good thinking.
Like, you think Edge isn't running people over with the Edgemobile?
James, you'll be happy to learn that the Edgemobile does have an armor class.
Nice.
It's just not as good as this other car.
Cool.
Given that you are poor.
Yeah.
So, first up is the car containing Demo, and now that you've gotten closer and slammed into the back of this car, you recognize the hulking forms of his two bodyguards, Dasha and Minty, and the first thing that's going to happen is Dasha is going to floor it and attempt to, reverse the car hard back into you guys and then steam forwards. Basically. So, can I get an agility roll, please? A defensive roll from you, Edge, as you are the driver.
Natural 20, baby.
Oh, nice.
Natural 20, baby.
Okay, you get a free attack.
Hi.
You can use the car, you can use a gun, up to you.
I'm going to use the car, because they're backing into us.
Yep.
I'm just going to be like, cool, increased relative speed for me. Ram him again.
Nice. Give me an attack, but use your agility rather than your strength.
Ooh, 14.
14 is going to hit. Roll to give me 2d6 to damage the car further.
Oh, can't
tell if it's a good noise.
7.
Yeah, as they reverse into you, you continue forward into them. This car chase hasn't really started yet. It's just two cars who've, like, slammed into one. One's driven forward, then slammed into the other.
This fuckhead tried to back into me.
It's just two cars kind of knocking into each other while mostly stationary at this point.
Yeah, car slap fight.
Yeah, basically. Amazing. But you've done some more damage. At which point, Minty, who is not driving, is going to turn in the seat at the back of the car. He is going to lean out of one of the windows. See one of the windows wind down? He's going to lean out. He's holding a big sort of two-handed looking shotgun, and he's just going to fire it at the front window. In a spread. So I'm going to need defense rolls from Blythe and Edge, please.
Ooh, that's a 4.
That's not great.
That's a 7.
Also not great. That's 4 damage incoming on both of you. Now, you do both have armor. Blythe, since our previous encounter and the sort of little moment of downtime in the car as you guys are on your way here, you have had time to fix up your armor.
Sweet.
I don't have armor.
You have no armor?
No.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, because Edge is, like, topless, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. You take 4 points of damage, Edge.
Nice. Like, I have robot torso, but that sustains damage.
I take 2, because I deflect 2 with my armor.
Last on their turn is Demo, who is going to take his whole turn to, lean forward in his seat so he's closer to Dasha, who's driving the car, and just go, "Fucking move! Fucking move! What the fuck are you doing?"
Hey, Demo, it's a free action to piss yourself.
New merch coming soon.
Yep. And that takes us to you guys. Who's up first?
I mean, I know what I'm going to do, which is lean out of the window and fire back with my assault rifle.
Yeah, I'm going to do a very similar thing, but with my air cannon.
Well, the air cannon might fuck up the car, which will make it easier for me to shoot at them, so
yeah, that's
go
true.
Ahead.
I mean, the air cannon is specified as an anti-personnel weapon.
How about this? Edge says, I've stashed the spare assault rifle in your driver's side door, in case you need it, Blythe. Because I stole somebody's assault rifle from the locker, remember?
You did. You were running around with 2 of them at
nice.
The end there.
So you've got another assault rifle, just in case you think that'll help. In which case, let's just lean out of the window and fucking shoot these guys. No point in doing it in order. We're both just getting out of the car and shooting.
Yeah.
I like that at the moment it kind of seems like this isn't going to be a car chase.
Fuck that. they'll be fucking lucky.
Okay, so Ed, you're going first. Who or what are you aiming for?
I'm aiming at the... Oh, which was the one that just shot?
It was Minty.
Minty, yeah, I'm going to shoot a Minty.
All right.
God, Minty's such like a posh West London name.
Just going to unload an auto clip from the assault rifle at Minty.
Minty?
Yeah, I'm auto firing at 17.
Nice. 17 is absolutely going to hit.
So roll damage?
Yes, please.
Full 8.
Nice. I'm going to reduce that by 1.
All right, but I'm on auto, right? So I fire again?
You do.
That is a 13, so just.
13 just hits.
Luckily, I've got positive stats to everything now.
Nice.
That just does a 3.
3... Gonna reduce that also by 1. This is the last one.
Oh! 19! Non-natural.
That is also going to hit.
Oh, God, I thought my luck had run out when I rolled those 2 20s that last time, but my rage sustains me once more.
You're just bragging now.
It's gonna hit the bricks at some point, and then we're really gonna be in trouble. That's a 4.
You absolutely riddle Minty with the assault rifle bullets. He is still alive, but he is not looking good. He is, for a second, just like flailing out the side of this car window and then moves to tuck himself back in, but you know, the damage is done. Yeah, he's not looking great. Who would like to go next?
Seems like it makes sense for it to be Blythe.
Yeah, Blythe, go for it.
Yes, I'd very much like to shoot with an assault rifle. Would it make sense for me to attack Dasha if I kind of shoot through the rear window and break it, and then...
I think you'd have trouble hitting her.
Yeah, that's
fair. But you can absolutely attempt it. I'll just make it a higher check.
If you were being smarter than me, you could shoot the tires.
I think Blythe isn't that smart. Just pissed? I think I'm just also pissed. All right, let's do it. That's a nat 19 to hit Dasha.
Amazing.
Sick as hell.
That's an 8 on the die.
Wow. Ooh. Nice.
Same here.
I'm only reducing that by 1.
And I'm auto firing, so I'm going to roll again.
What I'll say as that first, because you do get the opportunity to change targets if you want to.
Mm.
As you're aiming dead down the line, your aim is true on this, Blythe. The window doesn't break.
Okay.
The bullets, like, pancake into it and are damaging it. But you're damaging the car right now, not the person.
Ah.
This vehicle is at least somewhat bulletproof. So you can, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I will see that that's happening and then switch to Minty to see if I can finish them off.
Go for it.
Yeah, that's a 9 on the die. That's not going to do it.
No, it's not going to do it. You readjust your aim just as he's sort of ducking back inside the car window. Fire off your second burst, but don't manage to hit him. You sort of clip down one of the buildings on the other side of the street.
Damn it.
Pyrex, Kay.
I would like to say to Kay, while observing this and sitting in the back, do you think Demo was running away from us or running away from the SepCorp people who might have recognized you and traced
both.
You here?
Both. I think both.
So maybe we should just not be here.
Well, I think maybe we need answers, right? We need info, at least. So I think if we get Demo, we can get answers, and then
let's
can
get
go.
Him in our car, and then we can go, but in our car.
I like that idea. And I'm going to lean out the window and shoot the tires.
Oh, shockingly genius idea from our team.
It's not going very far. It's an 8. That's all it is.
No, you shoot pavement.
All good. That's all I got, unfortunately.
Pyrex.
Are any of their car doors still open?
No. No, they've
Minty closed it again, right?
Yes. Well, he let out through the window.
Oh, he didn't actually fully come. I just let through the window. So are there any of the windows open? No.
The window on the right-hand side that Minty was just leaning out of is still open, yes.
Minty's right there. Okay, I would like to open the door of the Edgemobile.
Mm-hmm.
Set bags down carefully on the ground. Lift them up from the middle
seat. Wheels are still like screeching.
Set them down as we're sort of half in motion and half reversing, braking, going forward again. Whatever is happening right now. And I would like Bax to like go over and let's go for the wheels.
Oh, nice. You're just going to laser out the wheels.
I'm going to laser the wheels, but from, like, if we're in a bit where we're not literally at speed, I would like Bags to just, like, dawdle over. We haven't got anywhere, right? Because...
Yeah, we've just been ramming each other.
Neither car has actually made any progress.
My thinking is, if Bags is literally next to the wheel, then they can't shoot them because they're behind the car, and also there's a wheel in front of them, so that's got to be good, right?
Sounds good to me. I mean, also, like, you know... As we've proved in the previous episodes, it's really hard to actually damage Bags. So,
yay.
Are you taking control for this?
Yes, please.
Nice. You just need to beat a knowledge 10.
Okay, great. That's a 12.
More than enough.
5 damage.
Beautiful.
I have auto fire, but like, how strong are the wheels?
It's a wheel from the future where they are like still like very much made of the same thing that you would. Why would you change what you make a wheel out of? Like, especially in a like heavily industrialized society, like you'd still be using rubber, right? You'd probably be using more of it.
Yeah.
Like, these are just normal cars, right? Like, there's no hover cars.
Exactly.
No super jets.
I think with 5 damage, no armor, and a wheel made largely of rubber, you drop Bags out the side of the car as these two cars are kind of bonnet and rear just pushing against each other back and forth. Bags scuttles out to the side. You take a second to sort of judge for the back and forth of these two cars. And then just, it's almost like a single burst, just in one direction. And you don't move the laser. The cars are already moving, so the car just backs into the beam.
Yeah.
And it kind of cuts half of the back wheel off. It doesn't just burst it, but like slices it in half. At which point the Demo's car like thunks slightly on the back right-hand side. And yeah, I mean, if they try and drive away, they probably still could, but not fast.
Can I, lean out the open car door and say, oh no, Demo, your car, do you need a lift?
Nice. Okay, Demo's morale is somehow holding in this moment. And as he realizes what's happened to the car, you guys can hear him through the still open window shout to the other two,
well, just get out there and fucking kill him!
And the car doors both open, so they're... No car chase for us in this episode.
Sorry, Pip.
No, it's fine. I was like, a car chase. And you guys were like, no, we can shut a car chase down like that. You know, you just didn't want one, clearly.
We just wanted to win.
And if the listeners want to be cross with anyone about that, be cross with them, not me.
I just want to do as much direct damage to this fucker as quickly as possible.
The car doors open. Demo stays in the car as it is armored and safe for now. Dasher and Minty step out of the car.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% back at hundreds of stores, and it's all happening this week, May 6th to May 13th. It's the perfect time to shop for everything on your list for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. I know I'm using this week to stock up on some warmer weather essentials at Ray-Ban and Ulta, and I love that Rakuten even helps me save on travel at sites like hotels.com. Rakuten really is the best way to shop, and you can save even more by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, during Big Give Week, that cash back is bigger than ever. With Rakuten, membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do they leave the doors open behind them?
Yes, they do.
It's good.
You're a fucking psychopath.
For the listeners at home, when Sharmini asked me whether the car doors are open, I don't know if it came across in her tone, but there was so much dark glee in it that to have said no would have been like kicking the evilest puppy in the world. Real cute, but you're like, oh, it's gonna kill me in my sleep. Anyway. You guys see, Stasha and Minty exit the car. Minty, like, staggers out. He has been filled with bullets.
Aww.
Leave Minty to me.
The majority of them have, like, flattened painfully against his, what you realize is, like, subdermal body armor that's, like, layered beneath his skin, which is probably synthetic at this point. But a few of them have pierced through, and he's looking very worse for wear. As you say, leave Minty to me, Edge, you see Dasha step out of the car, and she draws her sword and points it at you.
Oh, no, I had a whole plan, but now that plan has to change.
Well, I just kind of gives Edge a side, and I'm like,
Now, two things are going to happen now. One, Minty is going to, like, hobble sideways towards the sort of, like, so he's got the side-on view of the taxi. He's going to fire that shotgun into the back seat. So I will need Kay and Pyrex to both make defensive rolls for me, please. That's with your agility.
2!
Christ. 12.
12 is exactly what you needed. 2 is exactly what you didn't need. Kay's got some armor on right now, though, right?
Yeah, I've got tier 1 armor.
You
so
better roll D2. For it.
Okay. 2.
With reduction from your armor, you take 4 points of damage.
Okay, I'm still up.
Which I believe would have dropped you in your previous incarnation.
Yeah.
I think what happens here, Pyrex, if you'll allow, is that Kay gets in the way.
I see the shot coming and I
move
myself.
You push Pyrex down or to the side and just kind of get shot for her. Yeah, as Minty's kind of staggered to the side and fired that shotgun into the back seat, Dasha, who's just pointed her sword at you, Edge, she charges.
Okay.
And this is a monosword, so there is this kind of, like, molecularly thin edge
could kill Superman, we all know.
And she's just going to try and... She's going for your neck and is willing to go through the car to get to it, if that makes sense. She's just swinging that sword at you as you are seated, so make a defensive roll for me, please.
Oh, 14.
14 is enough.
I was scared for a little bit there.
So I think she is going to carve through the edge reveal a little bit here, but I think you managed to get one of your metal arms up and catch the, not the sort of cutting edge, but the flat of the blade to knock it to the side as she sort of runs, slashes through the vehicle, and you deflect it. Nice. You guys are up.
I want to use my nano on Minty to attack Dasha.
Why not the other way around? Minty is already nearly dead.
Because Minty would go down really quickly.
Yeah.
And I want to get more damage into Dasha, who is more healthy.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
It was Minty who shot me, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I'm going to roll this quickly, and if I fail, I'll... if it's okay, I'll narrate something, if that's okay.
Sure, yeah, let's do it, man.
Thank you. I rolled a natural 20.
That's it. Oh.
There we go.
So what happens is this. Minty fires into the backseat. I dive to cover Pyrex and fall below where Minty can see. And then all of a sudden, like, Minty pumps the shotgun for another shot and then suddenly starts to feel woozy as from the smoke laden ring, you see the glowing temple of Kay, and just my eyes light up, and Minty's vision starts to blur as my voice echoes in his head and says,
Kill.
Dasha!
Amazing. I tell you what I'm going to do for your nat 20 on that. I'm going to let him take a shot at her now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then he will obey the command as normal on the next turn.
With my presence, that's a 24, so I think that's quite good.
That's a heckin' big roll for a heckin' good boy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna roll an attack, I guess. That's not something I normally get to do. That is unfortunately a 7.
Oh well. But the thing is, it should distract Dasha.
Yes, for sure. I mean, he sort of, his eyes kind of flash in response to your glowing skull, and he's just pumped the shotgun to take another shot at you two, and he turns stiffly, levels it at Dasha, and fires. Pyrex, in the back of the car, as Kay kind of comes back up and his skull starts glowing, and he does that voice that he does when he tells people to do stuff and they do it, you feel something in like your pocket get kind of hot.
Is it my glowy stone?
You reach down to your pocket and you take out, again, it's just like some weird, it was like a neat looking stone that you saw and
cool
you picked
stone.
It up.
I got a cool stone.
It's glowing like Kay's skull. For a second here, you kind of move it slightly closer to him and it gets brighter and you move it away and it gets... But it's responding to him somehow. You don't have to act on it immediately, but you seem like the type who probably would.
If I may, I just want to tap Kay on the shoulder. Hand him this stone and say, I have a cool stone, don't lose it.
Okay.
Just like push it a stone.
Oh, amazing.
In his hand.
Zach. Let's do this right now.
Okay.
Would you like to roll randomly on the nanopowers table, please, and get a new nanopower?
Yes, I would! Yes, I would!
That's fucked.
Hang on.
Nice.
I got it ready here, so it's a d12.
That is a 1. Benevolent suture droids. D2 people regain d10 HP each. A roll of 6 or greater comes with a free migraine.
Oh. Very nice.
You just got healing powers. You just gave him healing powers.
Holy shit.
Yes!
Kay is the cleric now.
What I'll say, as you kind of, you take this stone,
yeah.
Pyrex hands you a stone in the middle of this very tense fight situation. Again, it's kind of like, it's weird. It's weird, but it's not like out of character. To just be like, oh god, we're being shot at, where are we gonna go? Here's a cool stone.
Here's a cool stone.
You should eat more, you know, all this kind of, you're like, okay, but we're gonna die. As Pyrex hands you the stone, you see for a second that it's glowing as she hands it to you. And then as you take it in your hand, that glow like enters your palm and your right hand. You can now sort of semi-see the bones through it.
Oh no, not more transparent.
They are also beginning to glow like your skull.
Oh, so much transparency.
Oh my god, Pyrex, I love it.
All right.
Best present I've ever been given.
Thank you so much.
What an exciting turn that was. For the sake of fun, Pyrex, I'm going to say that's your free action on this turn to just hand a stone to your friend you're sitting
next
to.
That's not an action.
Yeah. Can I be control? I want to control Bags, but I want to get into a position where I can see Bags. Would it be within my sort of, I'm not attacking anyone, but movement to crawl out and underneath this car and lie on the ground underneath the Edgemobile?
Yes. In my head, you've got Kay in front of you, then the back passenger door that Kay is next to that's just been sort of shot through. So you could go out the passenger door behind you that's sort of, that you're sitting next to, and then lie down and be under the car.
I would like to just be lying under the car. So Pyrex just sort of hands you this stone and then just sort of crawls away, staying kind of low. Just like, I'm imagining like going out of the door, like hands first, you know, and then just being like underneath, just carrying on, the feet just sort of.
You're a nightmare and I love it.
And then she's going to lie down until she gets a good eye on Bags, because it really helps with the being able to see and controlling things. And then I would like for Bags, for the little laser turret on top of Bags to kind of like fold down like concertina, like, and then for Bags to sort of crouch down and stealthily scuttle kind of like under the car in front, round to the door, and then up into the car.
Okay, I love it. It doesn't matter what I ask you to roll, you're controlling a machine, so it's your knowledge. Just beat a d10.
That's a 10.
You did it!
Ooh, yeah. You did it. Bags, yeah, you see the turret kind of fold down, and then Bags scuttles under the car, comes up and around, and you sort of, you know, you've got your view on him, but you also, as you're controlling him with your RCD, you can kind of see a a blurry image of the sort of cameras on the front of his metal form. You see Demo is in the process of leaning across the seat to shut that door. And the last thing we'll see on your turn is Bags like leaping into the car onto the chair. And you hear the door shut. And then from the inside of the car, you can just say, Yeah.
This is a real Jurassic Park Dennis Nedry situation.
Yeah, the car just starts rocking and shaking around. I mean, you didn't tell Bax to attack him, but you know, he's just scared. Incredible. We got Blythe and Edge to go.
I mean, Blythe would want to see Edge do a sword fight.
I want to do something silly, if that's okay.
Well, do you want to do a silly thing and then Blythe, you can react to the silly thing?
I can clean up the mess if need be.
Yeah, so before I take my full attack action, I want to draw my sword, cross blades with Dasher, and look into Dasher's eyes and say,
Dasher, I know you can never forgive me for what I did, but what we had, it was real, Dasher. It doesn't have to end this way. You don't need to choose Chune over me. I know I did you wrong, but see reason, Chune fucked us.
Amazing.
I love you, James.
And there's a little thing called yes and Pip, and if you don't help me with that, you're a bad improviser.
Alright. I'm sorry, James. How long have we been playing games like this together? It's been a little while, right? It's been like a year and a bit. I'm genuinely offended.
No, look, I'm just using tactics, alright? It's metagaming, okay?
I don't care. I love it. I was just going to say, you could have gotten out of the car if you want. I'm enjoying the image that you're doing this big cross swords moment while sat in the driver's seat of the car.
I feel like I'm one hand on the wheel, one leg out the car, half rising, swords crossed.
Wow. So straddling.
And if this does nothing, I'm making an attack roll.
I think this is the most important roll we've had so far. Edge, I'm going to need you to make a presence roll.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you up top that the difficulty rating is going to be higher than your standard 12.
I rolled a 15.
15 is exactly what you needed.
Oh. Nice.
This is the dumbest move I've ever made.
So stupid. It's so stupid. I love it.
You see a flicker in Dash's cyber eyes, and it's hard to tell if it's just a glitch or if you've got through to her. And she takes a step back, and I know it doesn't make sense in the runtime of the combat, but I don't care. At that moment, Minty tries to shoot her.
That's fine.
Yes.
I've accepted this.
And she turns distracted towards that. She is not taking her action to attack you.
Yes, Dasha. Oh my god.
I will say if you want to attack her, you can, and it will be very easy
Me?
To hit her.
Yep. Can I attack Minty?
Yes, why not?
I'm going to attack Minty.
Okay, go for it.
I'm sorry, I know you just did some cool shit, Kay.
I just
but
did some cool shit.
It's cool because it's put Dasha on the back foot.
It's okay. Fine. It's all good.
That is an 8.
8's not going to cut it.
I have one glitch left.
Do you want to spend it on this?
Don't spend it on this. Don't spend it on this.
I'm not going to spend it on this.
Yeah, you follow that shotgun blast and rush towards Minty and swing with the Zweihander. And whilst he is mind controlled, he still has self-preservation and he leans away from the strike.
Of course, I'm preventing him from killing Dasher.
And you do not hit him.
So heroic.
Dasher looks very confused.
I was gonna do that move to Minty, but Dasher pulled out a blade and left me with no. I was gonna confess my love to Minty, but Dasher pulled out a blade and we had to switch targets.
Well, of course.
Now I love you, Dasher.
Well, I mean, how could you not?
You've had a past with both of them, but they don't know about the other one.
Yeah, this is about to get really messy.
You need to kill Minty before Minty,
Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up!
I'm starting to think our thruple will never be reignited.
Blythe, you're up.
I'm gonna just, look over Edge as, It's okay if I shoot Dasha then?
Don't ask permission.
Don't ask me. I'd rather you didn't. We had something real.
Yeah.
Just the biggest winking and nudging I've ever seen in my life.
No, it was real. I think
Blythe is genuinely confused and just like, okay.
I think Edge is focusing on Minty, so if you attack Dasha, Edge isn't going to do anything about it, isn't going to know.
Okay, I'm just going to be like, sorry, buddy, and just turn my assault rifle on Dasha then. 14 on the die, minus 1 DR, minus 1 agility.
Make us do maths.
I think it's fine. I think it's above a 12, so.
That's gonna, yeah, that'll hit.
Sweet, so, that is 5 damage.
Ooh, minus 2 for the armor, so 3.
All right, and rolling again. That's an 11, and I think it shakes out to just being an 11, so no.
Yeah, you sort of come up, you lean up and out of the window and fire off 2 bursts towards Dasha. You hit her along the torso with the first, and she's ducking and sort of spinning away as you are unable to hit her with the second burst. Okay, that's the round.
I don't know where this leaves me and Dasha.
I think that's what the audience is wondering.
We are all wondering.
I'm under the car, quietly invested in this.
It's going back and forth, so it is your opponent's turn to start with. Demo is... he's going to try and kick Bags out of the car. That's the plan. So if you could just roll me a flat agility test to defend for Bags.
8.
With an 8, he's going to do an entirely negligible amount of damage that I'm pretty sure you're going to reduce to 0. But let's see. I've rolled a 1 on my D4 of damage. You can hear what sounds like a man vainly sort of kicking a large lump of metal over and over again.
Yeah. Bags is untouchable.
Bags is the best of us. Right. Minty is going to fire at Dasha again.
No, Dasha!
That's an 11 with a plus 1, which is a 12.
Nice.
That's a D8 of damage.
No, Dasha! Edge, save Dasha!
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, Minty fires this shotgun like 4 steps away from where Dasha is standing, and she's hit in the side and shoulder, and staggers backwards, very confused about what's going on right now, and she is gonna make a choice right now.
Oh my god. Choose Edge, he's so heroic.
Dasha staggers to the side. Left hand side of her is just filled with buckshot all of a sudden. And you see she's got the same sort of subdermal armor as Minty, but it's been pierced by the sort of point blank nature of this shot. She's hanging onto that sword though with her right hand. As she sort of doubles over, crouches a little from the impact, she turns and looks up. At you, Edge, she's standing back up to her full height. She brings the sword up, very quietly, in a voice that only you can hear in the middle of this, Edge, says,
"No."
And she spins around and just runs Minty through. And he collapses.
It's Minty's fault. He's being mind controlled. He doesn't know. Yeah.
You're right.
My evil ways.
All's fair in love and war.
She just plunges the sword straight into his chest. He drops to his knees and she plants a foot on his shoulder and kicks him off the sword. Turns around to you guys again. Looks at Edge. Looks at the car and the sort of struggling like noises of Demo from inside the car. She turns back to Edge and goes,
"He is all yours. Thank you, Dasha. If you make it through the night, call me."
And she,
holy shit!
She dashes off, as is her namesake.
The Dasher!
Disappears into the night.
Fuck.
Where has she gone? Who can say? Perhaps we shall meet her again.
I'll always love that woman.
I didn't know you two had a thing.
Oh man, Andrew, I'm sorry I shot Dasher. I was confused. I thought it was a ruse, but clearly not.
There's a lot about me you don't know.
Clearly.
Let's get Tune.
Pyrex? Pyrex? Anyone see where Pyrex went?
Inside the car, Bags is still just having like a little dance with Demo. And just like trying to crawl up onto his like chest with his like sharp metal feet.
Stop. Fucking Jesus Christ! Get it off! Fuck!
Hey there, buddy.
Yeah, Blythe, you go over and open the door, and in the back seat, sort of Demo's kind of half lying on his back, half pushed up against the window on the other side, with this like quite medium-sized dog-sized robot climbing all over him. Like Bags isn't light.
Yeah.
And his feet have a very small surface area.
They do.
It's all right, Demo. Bags doesn't bite, but he does shoot lasers, so. You better be careful.
I'm fucking do anything, okay? Look, what do you want? What, oh, shit.
Well, our target blew up as soon as we tried to get her to you. So we just wondered if you knew anything about that. And then now we've got a whole bunch of corpos after us. So I'm wondering if you missed out some details on this job.
Okay. Sure. Look. I got some cops who, you know, they do some work for me. Look, I just got this job through them. Okay, they said some bigwig had asked them to go get this chick, and they said, hey, you know, you got that crew of bums. I mean, that crew of like real respectable working folks, who do good work for you. Like, you know, why don't you get them on it? You know, send them on it and get it done. And they paid real good. He like reaches into a pocket and like pulls the cred stick out and sort of throws it in your direction. Blythe, it sort of lands on the seat closest to the door. Picking it up and just kind of cursory glancing, there's 2,000 credits on here.
Cool, I'll pocket it.
And we're clear of our debt.
Yeah, of course, yeah, no, I mean, no question, obviously clear of your debt, no, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You saw what we did to them? We'll do it again?
They kind of killed each other. Well, like, Dasha killed Minty, you know, but, like, I know.
I flare up my skull. And I repeat myself. You saw.
Well, fucking shit. Yep, sure. The thing that you do. Yep.
We'll do it to you 10 times worse if you come find us again.
All right. It's very convincing. Look, I just need to get the fuck out of here because I don't know what you guys did, but, I don't want to be associated with that. That's bad. That's bad heat. Like, I tried to call my guys, and they're not picking up anymore. So, look. Hey, you got set up. I got set up. Like, we all got set up. And, you know, maybe I tag along with you guys. Like, maybe we help each other out, and, you know, we can lay low. I know a lot of people in this city. You know, I got pull. I got credits. Like, I can help you guys.
I actually say we take him up on that.
Do we trust him to keep up his end of the bargain?
We just owe him more.
Like, what do you need? You know, like, how can I help? In a way that keeps me alive also.
I think we need to get our heads down. I think we need info about who we're going after next.
Okay.
And I think we need all the help we can get.
Tell you what, Blythe, that 2K, that's yours. I mean, that's all of yours. Look, you know that ain't all I got. So, you know. How about I introduce you to some people and, we find you guys somewhere safe to lay low. Now, look, I ain't saying we shouldn't take your car, but we can't take my car because your little friend cut one of the tires in half, which I like, sweet move, by the way, like I ain't judging. And hey, this little guy, you know what? You know, I think we're going to be friends. He like starts trying to pat Bags on the head.
Bags is just going to take one leg and just like gently stroke his cheek.
you get the feeling that this is upsetting him more than the like stomping all over him. See, we're gonna be real good friends.
What are you thinking for transportation? Cause like I got other cars, but like not here.
Where are they?
They're at my place.
Like, we could go there, but, like, you know, that's my place, and if they're trying to kill me, same way they're trying to kill you...
Then we'll find them out real quick, won't we? We'll meet them, if they're trying to kill you.
Okay. So my place, then, in your car?
If no one else has any ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go to my place. I could pick up a bunch of stuff. We could grab another vehicle. I got some sweet weapons over there, like all kinds of good stuff. You guys are welcome to it as long as I'm, like, alive. That's my side of the deal. If that's cool, like, I just want to live, you know?
Always trust a coward.
Let's get going. We should get going. There's a four-seater, though, so...
There's room in the boot.
See ya.
He can sit on Blyde's lap.
Yeah, I've got a big comfy lap right here for you, buddy.
All right. The final moments of this episode.
Just before we go, though, yep. Can I see if Minty's got any cybertech on him that I could snaffle? I could take for my own?
Yes. What I'll say is you would know, Edge, that plugging other people's, like, ripping cybertech out of somebody and then trying to apply it to yourself without the care of a Reaper Doc is dangerous and ill-advised.
Demo will know where a Reaper Doc is.
Demo might, yeah. If you want to take the time to harvest this boy, then you absolutely can.
May I?
Yes. The only piece of cybertech that you find on Minty's body is what's known on the street as a strangler.
Ooh.
Which is effectively a filament wire that is hidden in a mechanical fingertip.
That's pretty fucking cool.
That you would pull out and then use to choke somebody with.
I'll pick it up. That could come in handy.
I think you just nick the end of his finger off. Like, or the finger, the whole finger itself. Just like, yep, I'll take the whole finger.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice and quick. At least you didn't have to, like, you know, pull his rib cage open and, like, you know, tear his... Yeah, anyway. You guys pile back into the now somewhat damaged Edgemobile. Edge at the driver's seat, K Pyrex bags in the back, Blythe in the front passenger seat, and Demo, I guess, sitting on your lap, Blythe.
Yep.
And you guys head off in the direction of Demo Tune's apartment. And I guess that's where we're going to drop this, because it's been the time that we record for, and now I need to stop.
yes.
But who knows what waits for them at the home of this notorious fixer, gangster, and perhaps also wanted man like the rest of our crew. So come back and find out what happens in our final episode of Cyborg next time. But before we go, I just want to check in with you guys, and could you let the people at home know where they can find you? Starting with Maddie.
You can find me, if it still exists, on Twitter at Maddie_abstract. You can also head to linktr.ee/MaddieSearle for links to all my various projects, socials, and my website, snazzytapier.com.
Sharmini?
My name's Sharmini Bundell, and I'm extremely awesome, so you should look up all the awesome things I do. Look up S. Bundell. That's S-B-U-N-D-E-L-L. It's all me. That's me. Come hang out.
And Zach?
Yeah, I've been Zachary Ford Scum. You can find me all over the internet at ZachFG. That's ZACKFG. And please do check out the rest of Realms of Peril and Glory, because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And finally, James.
I have been James Barbarossa. You can find me on the internet, whatever remains of it, at Barbarossa Phone. And you can also hear the soundtrack of many a Realms series on the Patreon, and if you like the music of mine that you hear, you could pay me money and I will make some for you.
You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Is that Barbarossa Phone with an F or with a PH? What kind of phone?
With a PH.
He's not currently on Twitter.
I'm not currently on Twitter. I pissed off the wrong turf.
Is there a right turf?
I came for him.
They did come for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, if you've enjoyed this show or any of the others on this network, maybe consider heading on over to the Light and Tragic Patreon and subscribing to get yourself some bonus shows, ad-free listening, access to live shows, and lots of extra content. Follow us on the socials at RealmsPod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you would like some spicy merch, have a look for the store link in the podcast description. I have been your humble dungeon master, Pip Gladwin. I'm in stuff on this channel and also, Victoriosity Series 3. Let's date this right now. Been recording that recently. There you go. That's, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. In December of 2022.
Which is when we're recording.
Which is when we're recording. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
That certainly is the current date.
It is 8:53 on December the 14th. And that's the end of our episode, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.